Good evening, good evening, saints of God. Welcome to First This Kingdom Family Church, where the word of God will change my life. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Today is Wednesday, September the 13th, 2023. September the 13th, 2023. We welcome you once again to our daily bread message, our devotions that will encourage you, uplift you, and strengthen your day. And we just want to say another day of living in the light of God's word, in his authority and his power and his ability. So, Father, we just want to say thank you so much for the precious Holy Spirit. We thank you for the eternal, living, everlasting word that abides in us forever. Thank you, Father God, that you want our minds to be renewed every day, Father, so they can be transformed. We can be transformed into your image and have your character and nature as we put the word in our hearts, Father. And we get our minds renewed by the word of God always, Father. That's the battle is in the mind. That's the greatest battle we have is in the mind. And that's why we need to renew our minds every day with the word of God. So I thank you, Holy Spirit, that for every listener and hearer, Father, and doer of the word, will take these words to heart and allow them to change their lives, Father, because your word, Father, always changes our life, Father. We never go backwards, we always go forward. You sent your word and healed us, Father. And you sent your word, Father, to accomplish all that you sent it to do. And for that, we thank you, Father, that every breath and the life that we have is because of you. You want us to have the abundant life, the overflowing, the excessive life of God. Every day we can have heaven on earth, Father, and we cast all our cares upon you, for you careth for us, Father. And we just love you. We thank you. Thank you for healing our bodies. Thank you, Father, that we walk in divine health, Father. It is your will that we would be healthy all the time, that we would not allow sickness and disease to come against our bodies. They may come against us, but we say, no, you don't. In the name of Jesus, you get these diseases and sickness away from us right now, Satan, in the name of Jesus. We bind every sickness and disease that would try to come against our bodies right now, in the name of Jesus. I called you healed and whole by the power and authority of the name of Jesus. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed, and if we were, we are. So just believe and receive that your body, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, are healed right now. In Jesus' name, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Every single thank you, Father, that by the stripes of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are healed. And in Acts 10:38, you said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. And sickness and disease is nothing but an oppression of the devil that wants to keep us down. But God gave us the antidote, and the antidote is Jesus Christ and the blood of Jesus. It's already done. We believe it, and we receive our healing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to share from my devotional, Health Food Devotions by Kenneth E. Hagin. Health Food Devotions by Kenneth E. Hagin. And I just want to read you this article, the devotion that I believe it will encourage you, uplift you, bring healing to you, and strengthen you in your body and in your mind, in Jesus' name. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen, amen. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 5:17. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Transfigure bodies and transform minds. God does something with your spirit. You do something with your body and mind. God is not going to do anything with your body. He can't. God is not going to do anything with your mind. He can't. You have to do it. Now, He will help you do something with your body and mind, but He won't just do it on His own. God does something with your spirit. What does He do? He recreates it. He makes it a new creature. Old things pass away and all things become new. But you are to do something with your body and your mind. Remember Romans 12:1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You present your body as a living sacrifice that is holy and acceptable unto God. And then you renew your mind. Romans 12:2. And that's what Miss Grace has been teaching on the sound mind, peaceful mind, a disciplined mind. And she taught that on Sunday. And here it is, Romans 12:2. You get your mind renewed with the word of God. God wants transfigure bodies and transform minds. Many Christians let their bodies dominate them. That's the reason they are sick. Disease and sickness can come in when you aren't doing what you are supposed to do. Many Christians don't take the time to renew their minds with the word of God. They are still thinking like the world thinks. You see, your mind is trained to think negatively. Can I hear an amen? From the time you were a child, your mind is trained to be that way, to think negatively, criticize, have a critical spirit. It takes effort on your part to retrain it by the renewing with the Word of God. It takes effort on your part to retrain your mind by renewing it with the Word of God. We are to renew our minds every day. Every day. And I know it's a challenge for a lot of us. Many people, some are easygoing, some are more dominating and controlling. And that's where a lot of times it's hard for them to get a hold of their mind. But God said to renew our minds. Amen? We are to renew our minds because God says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be ye not transformed, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and the acceptable and the perfect will of God. We are not to conform ourselves to the way the world acts, dresses, likes, talks, and acts. No, we are to have our minds transformed by the renewing of our mind. And that's what we need to do. And if we do not get into the Word of God, guess what, people of God? We are not going to be able to have our minds renewed. This is an everyday thing that when thoughts, ideas, and suggestions come, and they come against us, we cast them down because they're vain imaginations. And the devil's always going to try to throw thoughts, ideas, and suggestions against us, the accuser of the brethren. But we say, no, no, no. We think on things that are good, lovely, that are true, and that are good, peaceable, that are pure, and of a sound mind. We just think on those things. Like Brother Hagin would always say, you know, you can't stop a bird from flying, but you sure can stop him from building a nest. And that's what the enemy wants to do, is build his lies, thoughts, ideas, and suggestions to our minds, and he wants to build a stronghold in our minds where we will not be able to think on the things of God. But we renew our minds every day. Amen. We set our minds on things above and not on earthly things. Amen. We are kingdom-minded. We are kingdom-minded. Amen. And we have an eternal perspective that when we pass from this earth, we will step into glory. We have the abundant life, the over-the-top, the overflowing, and the excessive life of God. We get our minds trained to the Word of God, that when thoughts, ideas, and suggestions that are contrary to the Word of God, we cast down vain imagination that exalt themselves above the knowledge of God, and we bring them into the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every time, and we plead the blood of Jesus over our minds, over our bodies, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you that we're in the bubble from trouble, and we are in the canopy of protection, of his love and protection. So we just want to say thank you so much. We call your bodies healed in the name of Jesus. Strong, healthy body, strong, healthy lungs, strong, healthy kidneys, strong, healthy livers, strong, healthy lungs, heart, thyroids, in the name of Jesus. Your throat, your bronchial tubes, in the name of Jesus. Your ligaments and tendons and muscles. We call your eyes 20/20 vision, and we say your blood pressure's 120/70 in the name of Jesus. No high blood pressure, no bad cholesterol in the name of Jesus. No diabetes in Jesus' name. We walk in divine health. We walk in the health that God has given us, and we want to say thank you, Father. We bless you, we honor you, that your word is working mightily in us, Father, in Jesus' name. We want to thank you once again for tuning in to Daily Bread, our devotions that we bring on Wednesday. Next week, Brother Andrew will be with you. We want to thank you so much for listening to us on YouTube on Sundays. And normally the message on Sunday mornings will be in the evening on YouTube. So we thank you so much for listening. We thank you so much for listening our Wednesday evenings once a week devotions. We want to say thank you to all our listeners, all our hearers, and all the ones that obey the Word of God. Say, I'm not only a hearer, I'm a doer. I'm a doer of the Word. And doers get results. Amen. We always do because we obey the Word and we do what the Word of God says. And the blessings of God will chase us down. Great favors upon your life. And unexpected blessings. And we are unexpected blessers. Unexpected blessings come to us and we are unexpected blessers for others. So we want to say thank you so much once again. We'll see you next Wednesday when Brother Andrew will bring a devotion. Thank you so much. We love you. Have a blessed evening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.